Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode. Episode number 43. This episode is a pretty interesting one because I have a guest who didn't want to be fully identified. Her first name is known, and it is Danny. And the reason I am talking with her is because she started an Instagram page by the name of Oshkosh.crush. And I thought it was a pretty interesting page because it's all about pathfinders who went to Oshkosh finding their crushes. Isn't that pretty cool? Because I don't know about you, but a lot of pathfinders get a lot of crushes at these big camperies, and especially at Oshkosh. So it's another interesting little tidbit that is being geared towards these teenagers and young pathfinders who are making new relationships, and I talk with her about it. So let's hear what she says. Check it out. All right, everybody, welcome to Youth Ministry and Mentorship 101. I know that you enjoy listening to youth leaders out there in Pathfinder ministry, in young adult ministry, wherever they are enthusiastic and they are reaching people. So today I'm reaching another young leader who is using social media to reach people. She has an Instagram account called Oshkosh.crush, and her name is Danny. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for the invite.
Awesome, awesome. It is so good to have you. Your Instagram account is really interesting and fun. So I'm glad that you came on. So I was just wondering if you are willing to tell a little bit about yourself and where you come from and what you're doing in ministry.
Well, my name is Danny. I am originally from South America. I've been living here for about 2 years now. And actually, like, going to Oshkosh was my first time going to Oshkosh. So going there and having the opportunity to experience all of that new Pathfinder level encouraged me to create this account. Because, you know, you always meet someone and then you get a crush on them. And then you don't see them anymore. Mm. And that's the saddest thing that can happen for a Pathfinder, at least for me. So I thought, why not? And I just thought I was going to get, like, I don't know, maybe 100 followers or something like that. But it grew a lot. And I'm very happy about that.
Wow. Yeah, I'm surprised because a lot of people I've talked to said, you know, they thought they were just doing it for fun, and they thought, you know, just maybe 50, 100, and then it just grew exponentially because young people are excited about Oshkosh. So let me ask you this: what did you love about Oshkosh?
Wow. So for me, what I enjoy the most was the spirituality that I was able to have at that time. The connection with God, it was amazing. I loved every single moment of it. It was just a full connection with God, especially at night when we had the pastor talking. The messages were just hitting my heart so hard that I was like, Lord, this is what you want me to do, and this is where you want me to be. And this place, like this whole event, at a certain point, I felt that it was made just for me because I was chosen.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. It's just, I just love how people are excited about it and they love it. And you said that this was your first one.
It was my first one. Yes. Wow. And I actually got invested as a master guide in this.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. That's so
Thank you so much. Yes.
Yeah. So
I cried so bad.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I was crying so bad, but it was amazing.
Did you work really hard to become a master guide?
I did. Actually, I have been working for more than 2 years to become a master guide. So it has been a long way, but believe me, if there is out there someone trying to give up because it's too long or it's too hard, let me tell you, the reward, the feeling of achievement is, you cannot describe it. So keep going, because there is something else after that. And God wants you to be a leader. God wants all of us to be leaders.
Wow. It's a blessing that you were able to become a master guide. For those who don't know, but usually people would know by now, master guide is the highest level in Pathfinder ministry, which is a youth ministry in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And one of our biggest events that we have internationally is Oshkosh, which just happened in August. But most people who should know that, because I've been talking about it a lot here on this podcast. So now you have become a master guide. Let me ask you this. What are your plans for this level? Are you going to become a director, a sub-director?
So, to the church that I go to, we don't have a Pathfinder club. I was going to the Pathfinder club of another church so I could join. But now my goal is to create a Pathfinder club in my church and take more, just to get the youth involved. Because you see people and you see the youth just going just because. And I want to give them a purpose. I want them to have a reason why to follow Jesus. So I do want to start a Pathfinder club over there.
Awesome, awesome. All right, so going back to the Instagram account Oshkosh Crush, it's something that I found really, really interesting, like you said, because I remember being very young going to my first Oshkosh, and that's what all the young people in my club were talking about, like meeting people from around the world. And of course, that's what teenagers do. They get crushes. It just happens. It's not something that we are foreign to. We know what happens. Club directors know what happens. Sub-directors, counselors, they know that you're just gonna meet new people and you're eventually gonna get crushes. So you started up this account, and the first question let me ask is, what was the first crush that you posted?
The first crush that I posted was Jesus, and I wanted to say that very clear in the account, because sometimes when you talk about crushes, people can go crazy. I wanted to let know everyone that our first and main crush must be Jesus.
Awesome, awesome. So basically, if you didn't go to Oshkosh and have your first crush be Jesus, you missed the mark, basically, right?
That's right. That's
That's
right.
awesome.
Because if you go to Oshkosh with a mentality of meeting other people instead of meeting first Jesus, you're gonna fail.
So is that something that you did talk to, like, fellow Pathfinders from your club or who you're with? Like, because that's something that I usually encounter. Like, the young people are excited about that, and you don't want to discourage them because you want them to meet other people. But how do you talk to them saying the main focus is meeting Jesus?
I think it's mainly in the way you present Jesus to others. Sometimes leaders tend to present Jesus as someone like, I really don't know how to explain it, like a fiction figure is just there. You know, it's the savior. Yes, he did all of this, but it's just there. That's it. When you are a leader, the most important thing, at least for me, is to present Jesus to others as a friend, as someone that you need to have on your side. It doesn't matter what. You need to present Jesus and the gospel in general in a way that a Pathfinder falls in love with Jesus. You need to present that love you need to transmit that love and just put in their minds, just show them how different it is of having Jesus just as separate than having Jesus in your heart.
Can I add to that a little? Like,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like going on that, if a leader doesn't have a relationship with Jesus, that's where a young person will be confused and not really have a desire to want to have a relationship with Jesus. So it's like, I think leaders need to really exhibit that relational aspect of, like, exhibit to them, like, you have conversations with Jesus, like you have conversations with God, like you have specific times when you hang out with God, especially the Sabbath, because that's what it's there for. And if you do that, that will really let those young people realize that you want them to meet Jesus because you've met him. And
it is a wonderful experience.
Yes.
It's a wonderful experience. I remember, and I was planning to mention this, I went a couple weeks ago to a youth rally, and I was so excited because I was going to, you know, meet new people. But the main thing that I was excited about is that I was going to hear a new preacher. I was excited about that. I was like, okay, let me see how this preacher approaches to all of us. And it's sad to say, but I was disappointed because at certain point, this person spent most part of his sermon talking about other people, like in other things like Nike, Adidas, and like Apple and Android and LeBron James. And I know all these things the youth can relate to, but at the end of all his speech, I couldn't even remember the verse that he started with. So I think that sometimes we are trying so hard to please the youth that we forget to present them the truth as it is, not as they want to hear them.
Hey everyone, we'll get back to the interview with Danny from Oshkosh Crush in just a second, but I just want to highlight an event that's happening this Sunday, October 27th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Chanshun Hall in Andrews University here in Berrien Springs, Michigan, which will be a behavioral health seminar dealing with child emotions. It is hosted by You Matter Ministry, which is a ministry that is very active in helping young children and children in middle school and elementary school with mentorship and education. And they will be having Kendall Casey speaking and Anthony Bolden from Massachusetts speaking there. So it should be a very powerful event for any mentor or educator. Show up and check it out. You could register by going to their website, ymministry.org. And it's only $20 to book your seat. Also, I just want to remind everybody that Impact is happening in 2020, June 25th to July 4th. Young adults are encouraged to participate in the Impact event by going to youth.adventist.org/impact and register. Can't wait to make an impact with you. Now let's get back to the interview.
Wow. That is extremely powerful that you said that. I got to repeat that. We need to present the truth as it is, not as how we want to hear it, because then it's no longer the truth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how we have to do it, and not be afraid to do so.
Because we're called to be transformed. We're called to be renewed. We're called to be, we are chosen. We are chosen.
Yeah.
And as the theme song said, we're chosen to fight, to stand up for the right, to proclaim that you are God. And how are we going to do it if we're trying to adapt all these things to the world?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's something where we're afraid that young people are leaving. So we try to make everything attractive and pleasing when in actuality, if we just truly give the young people an introduction to Jesus Christ, people will still be attracted, because Jesus is the most influential and amazing person who's ever lived. And we don't have to, there's no way to present it better than it actually is. So
that's true.
Wow. Going back to Oshkosh Crush, because I just love this Instagram page. If you have not followed this page, follow this page. Now that Oshkosh is over, what is the social media plan for this page? Are you still going to post weekly, daily? What are the plans now that Oshkosh is over?
So, first, for me, I don't think it's over yet. I think it was so powerful in my life that I still, like, when I drive, I still go in the car singing the song. And I do the little voice like Charles, and I repeat to myself and I answer to myself. But like for those that accept that Chosen is over, in the account we will be posting. I started a blog, so that will be every Monday at 7 p.m. And I want to do Crush of the Week and Pin of the Week. So we know that a very huge thing that happened in Oshkosh was the pin exchange. So there are a lot of pins, and I have got pictures of a lot of pins. And one of those is going to be posted every Friday, I believe, just to encourage others to see what others got. And maybe in five more years, in 2024, and believe the promise, we can go and say, hey, I want this pin that was from last Oshkosh, you know, because that is interesting. For Crush of the Week, I was thinking just posting different people from all around the world, and just, you know, you never know. This person, I don't know, from United States, and this person from, I don't know, Argentina or South Africa, they may start talking. And what is the best way to connect that through Jesus? So I think that is my main goal, connect people through Jesus.
Awesome. Now, let me ask another question. For those who go to Camperese and they do have a potential crush or something like that, what's your advice on how to start up a conversation and get to know someone new and meet someone? How would you suggest that young TLT boy or young TLT girl go up to their, approach their crush, and of course, with respect and with compassion and love, how would they start up a conversation?
Amen. Well, I will have several topics. So first, hey, where are you from? I noticed that your scarf is different or your uniform is different. Where are you from? So you don't come, you are not like, oh, like I want to know everything about you, but still you are respectful. You're just showing a little bit of interest, but in a normal way.
Yeah.
You know, you are expecting those kind of questions in a campery, in a worldwide campery. Another thing that I will do is, like, let's say, and I did this not with crushes at Oshkosh, but with just to meet people. I will be walking and I hear someone singing Chosen and I'll respond, you know, and then we keep talking. Also, while exchanging pins, you can just go say, hey, I have this pin. Would you like, oh, where are you from? You got some cool pins and what's your name? You know, but always with respect, always thinking and remembering that having a crush, yes, it's okay, but you need to, your main focus still needs to remain in Jesus.
Amen. I love it. So I love those tips. So for those shy young people, I think reaching and meeting new people is a wonderful and something that we should be doing at Oshkosh. It's something that we should be doing, and yep. there's nothing wrong with it. So, you know, for those who are shy, especially the pin trading, I think that's the purpose of it. That's the number one purpose of pin trading,
yeah.
is an icebreaker to talk to people. So,
and if you are too shy, that's why Oshkosh Courage is here.
Ah, so there you go. If you're yeah. super shy and you're afraid to speak to somebody, Oshkosh Crush is the Instagram account for you to follow.
Yeah.
Awesome. So
I don't know if you saw, but a couple of girls contacted me and they were like, please help us to find this guy, my sister. They were talking and you could feel that they were, you know, like attracted or that they wanted to become friends. And they just showed me a picture. They was just like, please, this is him. And I just posted. I was like, okay, guys, here you have a job. They need this guy, the Instagram of this guy. And they got it. And wow. I sent it to her. And, you know, you never know. They maybe end up marrying or something. But I don't know. But, you know, it's the power of social media. So I do have a phrase for that too. And he's like, if you're going to have a smartphone, remember that you have to be the smart.
I see.
So don't let social media get you, you know, trapped. You control your social media. So with that said, you can do good. You cannot just be a slave of your phone. You can use your phone to meet new people, to have different friendships around the world, to have different, I don't know, like following accounts, but to get you closer to Jesus.
Amen. Awesome. I love it. So it was a pleasure to talk to you about crushes and about this Instagram account, how our first crush needs to be Jesus Christ. So the last thing I will ask, as I usually do.
Did it show?
So as I usually do on this podcast, I usually end out with allowing our guests to give some words of encouragement to those who want to start something in youth ministry, as you've done something that maybe people don't even see as significant. You've connected young people together. So that's an amazing thing that you've done. So what words of encouragement do you have for anyone who's hearing the call to do ministry, youth ministry, anything like that? What words of encouragement would you give?
I think mainly will be just trust in the Lord and put the Lord first. That is all you have to do. Don't care about the people. Don't care about bad comments. Don't care about the wrong things that people may say about you. Just focus on the Lord. Because when you have the Lord, you will be okay. If you're feeling the call, if you are feeling that God is calling you to do fast, pray, and continue. Because he said, if I take care of this parrot, if I take care of the grass, I will take care of you. So just go ahead, feel what the Lord is calling you to do, and do it the best you can. Because you are chosen, you are representative, you are here to represent God's kingdom. And you cannot stop. You cannot fail doing it. You have to do it the best way you can.